This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
So we have Ian right there.
Excuse me?
It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
This is Joe Biggs with InfoWars.com. Now we're standing outside of the Silencer Shop in Austin, Texas. Now there's word that there's a bill on the table. It's called the Hearing Protection Act that could possibly pass to allow you, the consumer, to go out and just purchase a silencer. Now there's a lot of people out there, when they hear the term silencer, they automatically think hitman, some kind of special operation, super sneaky squirrel guy popping out of the woods shooting people. But in actuality, really all it is for is to protect your hearing. So we're going to go in here, we're going to speak to the owner of the shop, find out what he thinks about this new bill, if he thinks it's going to pass or not, and just kind of give a little information about the silencer industry. So if this does pass, that's going to be great for business, obviously.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
But do you think something like that's going to pass at all?
I think eventually it will. I think this current law that they're proposing is more of a, you know, getting the word out there, making people aware of the issue. I don't think it'll pass in the near term, but I think 5 to 10 years from now it could. This market right now is really, in the grand scheme of things, pretty tiny. You know, politically, it doesn't matter a whole lot because there aren't enough silencers out there for it to matter. I think what's going to get silencers out of the NFA faster than anything else is just the fact that there will be more silencers. And right now, the way this market's growing, I think within 5 to 10 years, we'll hit that critical mass where I think lawmakers will have to pay attention. And I think that's the point it's going to come out of the NFA. So, and then, you know, with a friendly administration and the politics lining up, I think they could come out. One of the things that they put in this law, the Hearing Protection Act, that I think is important is the tax credit. So essentially, if this law were to go into effect, basically everybody who purchases a suppressor after October 22nd of this year will get a $200 tax credit to essentially refund them for the $200 tax. I think that's one of the best things that went into the law. And the other thing I think people should consider is the American Suppressor Association is really the group behind this. And I think anybody who could support that, the ASA, I think they're doing really, really good work.
So on a day-to-day basis, you said you get quite a few people a month. How many people are coming through and actually buying these?
We sell roughly 3,000 a month.
So for someone out there that doesn't really know about silencers, give us, you know, an example of what they do, how they're helpful, and kind of get people away from that whole, sniper mentality, hitman.
You know, realistically, silencers, first of all, they are not silent, right? They do quiet the firearm down to a level where they're safe to shoot without hearing protection a lot of times. They are great for new shooters. They're great for reducing recoil. They're really, really good for improving accuracy. Overall, I mean, basically think of it as instead of wearing the earmuffs on your head, you're putting them on the gun. It's just a lot more comfortable to shoot with a silencer.
So if I wanted to go and buy a silencer, what kind of steps would I have to go through right now? Not having, say, I just moved to Texas, I'm a new buyer, this will be a first time. What do I have to go through to be able to do that?
Yeah, the process is actually pretty simple. For most people, I won't go into the details here, but most people would register using a trust. We fill out all the paper, we submit everything to the ATF. There's really nothing really for the customer to do at all other than just provide a copy of their trust. And then there's a $200 tax and a waiting period, which can vary. Right now it's around 4 months. We have information about all of this on our website at silencershop.com. I think that's probably the first place to go, and then visiting the American Suppressor Association's website as well.
All right, well, thank you. Well, there you have it. We're here at the Silencer Shop. I'm Joe Biggs with InfoWars.com.
your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
As any regular listener knows, I don't script what I have to say. I do my research, and then I tell it like it is and let the chips fall where they may. And I'm going to do that right now. I have never, in my 20 years on air, seen a time where it's more important to be prepared. Even most mainline analysts are now saying, we've entered this critical juncture. We've got to get prepared. Everyone knows I'm obsessed with win-win situations. And the high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsSelect.com are powered by My Patriot Supply and are the highest quality, the freshest, and have the best pricing that we could find anywhere. And finally, until October 31st, 2015, all InfoWars Select storable foods purchases will receive 10% off and free shipping. Free shipping on storable food is unprecedented. Secure your InfoWars Select storable foods discounted at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
KLN, Los Angeles, Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Max Kaiser, host of RT, BBC, Al Jazeera, you name it, joins us. He has MaxKaiser.com. He, of course, is one of the inventors of one of the modern systems of trading and developed the Hollywood Stock Exchange. Look at the headlines we've got that tie into what he's going to be breaking down today. Nine of world's biggest banks join to form blockchain partnership. We have the announcement by Citibank. They want to move to retina scanning for your banking activities. Eurozone crosses Rubicon as Portugal's anti-Euro left banned from power? Has it become impossible to prosecute white-collar crime? Another report out of Bloomberg. Yeah, they've gotten rid of almost all the white-collar crime fraud investigators at the IRS and only deploy them against the Tea Party. So whoever's anti-globalist, be it conservative or liberal, they get targeted here in the United States and around the world. And we have the EU dictatorship of private banks sucking these countries dry and saying we're going to directly tax your bank accounts with bail-ins. And Janet Yellen is continuing QE Unlimited because of, quote, weakening job data. We see reports of a calm before the storm in October. And most analysts now are saying, okay, the bond market's in trouble. The Chinese aren't buying U.S. debt. How much debt can the private Federal Reserve monetize? We've got huge military flare-ups with the Chinese in the Spratly Islands, China threatening military action, really unprecedented developments with the West overthrowing Ukraine a year and a half ago, moving proxy armies in, the West being caught running Al-Qaeda and ISIS. This has all the makings, according to mainline historians, of the kickoff of World War I or World War II. I'm not saying that's happening. I'm simply saying government's deploying armored vehicles to every town. They're digging in. They're getting weapons. Billions of bullets. Saying their enemy's the Tea Party that's against globalism. The TPP was signed 2.5 weeks ago. The details are still secret. We're going under world government. It is an incredible time to be alive. The best of times, worst of times, folks are waking up. But at the same time, people are digging in more to the ignorance. Now, we go to break in 9 minutes or 8.5 minutes. I'm going to give Max Keiser the floor to break down the economic outlook and all the different angles we just broke down. And then we're going to come back from break and I'll have more questions. But Max Keiser joining us via audio Skype. Thank you.
Hey, Alex. Great to be back on. Yeah, well, obviously, Janet Yellen just came out with her news that she's not going to do anything with interest rates. And, of course, that was only a 4% chance that she would raise interest rates for the very simple reason that you cannot taper a Ponzi scheme. You know, you've got $200 trillion in debt around the world. So if Janet Yellen raises interest rates, then all these banks would become immediately insolvent. So what does this mean for folks? This means that the money that's being used to pay off the elite, they are running out of tricks on Wall Street, and so they are bringing in negative interest rates, which means that you are going to be charged to keep money at the bank. They're just going to take money right out of your bank. They call it negative interest rates. And for this reason, there's a lot more interest now in gold, silver, and cryptocurrencies. All of them are now trading above their 200-day moving averages. A lot of people are now revisiting gold, silver, and cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Starcoin because they want to get out of the banking system that they see is on fire and imploding. Over 50% of all the sovereign bonds in Europe right now, of the two-year bonds, have a negative yield. That's right. 50% of the sovereign bonds in Europe are now negative yield. That means that they just confiscate your wealth. So this is coming to America. It's coming to Britain. And people, as you've been saying on your show for quite some time, it's better to be a day early than a day late when it comes to protecting yourself against all the shenanigans. So that's clearly the kind of the big news of the day. And to help people, Alex, I am giving away free money today at StartCoin.com. As a matter of fact, if you go to StartCoin.com, I'm giving away free money to your listeners all day as a way to introduce them to cryptocurrencies, which I think is the only way to preserve your wealth. We see it happening in China right now. Millions of Chinese people are now extremely worried that these bankers are starting to confiscate their wealth and they're moving their money out quickly. And this is why we're seeing these prices now starting to move aggressively. Other than that, if you look across the financial ecosphere around the world, clearly the reports that we're doing and the reports that you're doing are getting the people in Washington very nervous. I see John McCain now is openly calling to shut RT down. You know, you get the pressure over there at your shop. I know Matt Drudge is being pressured. You know, he's been on your show talking about it. So is RT. RT is being pressured every day. We get notices from the regulators, from the State Department, that they're coming after us. They want to shut the Kaiser Report down. They want to take us off the air. But we're going to keep doing it, Alex, because there's nobody. John McCain, you know, he's not going to stop me. Nobody's going to stop me because people deserve this information.
Max Kaiser, continuing along that line, give us the big picture on where the world economy is right now, how big a deal it is that the Chinese are now for about 4 months not buying U.S. treasuries and are, in fact, dumping them and now making military threats. Because I'll say this, the U.S. has 180 bases, shouldn't have started a war with Russia, shouldn't have funded ISIS, but I've looked at the Spratly Island issue. It's in major dispute. China is building artificial islands and is being very, very threatening and has been entering into our territorial waters. So give me your take on that.
Yeah, well, China, you're right. They're selling U.S. treasury bonds and they are buying gold and they have allied with Russia and Iran in a major flashpoint in the world right now called Syria. And the U.S. and her allies are mucking it up tremendously in Syria, and the whole world is bearing witness to the fact that the U.S. was supporting ISIS and the worst of the worst of the terrorists, and Russia, China, Iran, these countries are actually stepping in to fill the leadership gap, and the propaganda coming out of the U.S. is being made a mockery out of it. And also here in the U.K., the BBC, every single night, they become a laughing stock because they simply parrot all of the talking points that the U.S. State Department gives the BBC. They just repeat them ad nauseum, and it's just become a hellacious shell of what the BBC used to be, and they're quite nervous about it. But yeah, that's right. So they're selling a lot of bonds because they recognize that the U.S. dollar is the victim of all this quantitative easing and all this money printing. When Janet Yellen prints a lot of money, or when the ECB prints a lot of money, or the Bank of Japan prints a lot of money, what does that do to the stock of money in circulation? It dilutes its value. Your purchasing power goes down. So the only way that they can keep that ball rolling, to keep the mirage in place, is to buy back their own bonds, buy back their own securities. But they don't have it's not a limitless game. You know, the Federal Reserve Bank is now in trillions of dollars worth of this paper on their balance sheet, but it doesn't end. I mean, it has to end at some point. So they realize that they're looking down both barrels of a currency collapse. And so the smart money like Russia, China, and even Iran, they are buying gold. They're buying gold aggressively, as we've been reporting on your show. But this is a game that cannot go on forever, and we definitely now see the telltale signs of fatigue. When they're actually going into negative interest rates, that would be the final signal to prepare yourself. There's nothing behind negative interest rates except for outright confiscation like they did in 1933 where they confiscated people's gold. That would be the next step. They just shut down your bank account and just say, look, the elites need your money. I'm sorry, you don't have access to it anymore, and it's all over. And that's coming. So and negative interest rates are the last major warning signal to get out of the banks.
Well, Max Kaiser is our guest, and you notice I'm shutting up because I really want to get his in-depth analysis and his serious reporting. Max, when you talk about people like Dent, or you talk about people like Schiff, he's right up there at the top with accurate predictions. We've been in a global implosion for several years. They say we've been in a great position, that Max Kaiser's wrong. Well, no, Max Kaiser was right, saying that China, he said 6 months ago, would stop buying our treasuries. Well, it took 3 months longer than he said. We're here. And he's right about 9 times out of 10, whereas CNBC's wrong about 9 times out of 10 on purpose. So I really want to pick his brain on where he thinks things are going. Leanne McAdoo will pop in live as well for 5 minutes on the melting down radioactive waste dump outside St. Louis that she demanded she go cover. That girl has a lot of courage.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where on the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
In for about 5 minutes, the next segment we'll go back to Max Kaiser and then your phone calls on financial issues. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. By the way, we have Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com back in stock, Survival Shield Nascent Iodine back in stock, Brain Force back in stock, a Sleep Aid Knockout. It's about half the price of leading competitors that just have melatonin in it. This has valerian root and then what, eight other ingredients. melatonin, you name it. Best sleep aid I've ever taken, I know that. And I don't need it most nights to go to sleep. When I do, when I am jacked up from working late, boom, this is what I take, and your purchase supports the broadcast. Liver Shield, the Liver Cleanse, is back in stock, and we've got 25% off the Liver Cleanse Pack. That's the Oxy Powder and the Liver Shield, 25% off, huge sale, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Max Kaiser of MaxKaiser.com joins us. You know, Max, you know I'm not tooting your horn. It is true that different guests have predicted different pieces of this. You predicted the downturn earlier than it was admitted. You predicted that they would start not buying U.S. treasuries, and that at first that would actually look like they were bolstered as other people run in and start buying them. But now it's come true. Where do you see the interest rates going now? It was in CNBC today, negative. You said here 2 years ago, 6 months ago, it's on your site, you predicted negative interest rates. What does this signify?
Right. Yeah, I did say that we would see negative interest rates, and that at the time was seen as an impossibility, and yet it has come. The collapse that I've been talking about and other guests have been talking about is being delayed because you have around the world big central banks working together to buy their own bonds. They issue a bond and then they buy it back. They are monetizing their own debt. And this is what we see every single time our currency collapses. The difference today in 2015 than in previous eras is that this is the first time in history you've got all the major central banks around the world working, coordinating together. Because you do have a world governance. You do have treaties like TPP, which gives a select group of corporations sovereignty over any state. So they are able to coordinate globally their central bank activities. So they have been able to delay this comeuppance, if you will, in the markets, where finally the paper currencies, and over the past 300 years, the number of paper currencies that have survived is exactly zero. None of them have survived. The average lifespan of a paper currency is less than 30 years. And this is going to be the case going forward. But negative interest rates, which at the time was seen as heresy, as impossible, we now have them. In places like Sweden, they are already starting to roll these out in the retail environment. When you go to the bank, they are now starting to take money out of your account.
Wasn't Switzerland first 2 years ago starting this?
In Europe, different countries in Europe, they've gone in and out of this, and now it's becoming more of a general trend all over Europe. And soon it'll just go global. We've seen it in outright confiscation, obviously, in places like Cyprus. We saw confiscation in Greece. And then this is a form of confiscation. It's called negative interest rate. They'll tell you there's an economic theory behind it. They'll tell you that this is needed to support what we hope to be growth, and we're supporting jobs. And we have these academics who will tell you why their PhD that they wrote supports this idea and why it's healthy for everybody. But at the end of the day, it's just confiscation. They're just taking money out of your account because the debt is so huge, hundreds of trillions of dollars, that they've run out of ways to pay that debt, and now they're just stealing the money outright. So in these banks is a place where it's extremely unsafe to do business with these banks. So you've got right now, I will alert you to what's happening in the crypto space, because I was the first person on your show to talk about cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin. But what's happened in the last year is, you know, 2 years ago, crypto coins and Bitcoin were laughed at, particularly on Wall Street. But now Wall Street is getting in on the game. American Express is now introducing a crypto coin. Citibank is introducing Citicoin. All the banks in London are experimenting with cryptocurrencies. But we have a problem because their cryptocurrencies are centralized cryptocurrencies.
That's my next question. Max Kaiser, yes. Sit back, relax, three-minute break. Then McAdoo comes on for a few minutes to give us an update. We're coming right back to you. We want to hear from you how you think this shakes out and how people protect themselves in this volatile environment. We'll look at military operations as well and take phone calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Way has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Way is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
As any regular listener knows, I don't script what I have to say. I do my research, and then I tell it like it is and let the chips fall where they may. And I'm going to do that right now. I have never, in my 20 years on air, seen a time where it's more important to be prepared. Even most mainline analysts are now saying, we've entered this critical juncture. We've got to get prepared. Everyone knows I'm obsessed with win-win situations. And the high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsSelect.com are powered by My Patriot Supply and are the highest quality, the freshest, and have the best pricing that we could find anywhere. And finally, until October 31st, 2015, all InfoWars Select storable foods purchases will receive 10% off and free shipping. Free shipping on storable food is unprecedented. Secure your InfoWars Select storable foods discounted at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, do you think that we'll just sail on off of the sunset with unlimited money printing? Or will there be a comeuppance? Hyperinflation, or will it be deflation and depression? Most of the world is already in financial and military and cultural crisis. Look at what's happening in Europe right now with the giant migrant flows. 800-259-9231 is the number for your comment on that subject or a financial question or comment to Max Kaiser. 800-259-9231. Looked like the phone system just had a hiccup, has gone back up. So now you've got a chance to call back in. 800-259-9231. We're going back to Max Kaiser at MaxKaiser.com. With more of his analysis and hopefully more of his predictions. So we want to see what innings is coming in the future because he's been pretty darn accurate on most of his predictions in the past. After we talked to Leanne McAdoo, here is a clip of one of many reports her and Josh Owens have filed outside St. Louis at the big Manhattan Project site. Now, I told him, I said, I don't want you going to this. Unless you really volunteer, it's not my idea. It was Leanne's, but she's a tough cookie. She went out there, and it's been burning for 2 years, but now it's getting into the radioactive area. The good news is it was only about double what the normal background radiation is, and that can happen on a sunny day with the Geiger counters. Jakari found fish that had 10 times the normal, 14 times the normal in San Francisco. The media didn't believe it, sent reporters out there. This was 2 years ago, and they said, yeah, we found that. The Army went and confirmed Jakari's readings. We never claimed to be professional, you know, radiologists. We had professional Geiger counters and a field meter, and we just, you know, that were calibrated, and we showed the numbers. And then the Army went out and confirmed it, and it caused a debate. So here's a clip of one of her reports when she was right outside the fire zone within 100 yards yesterday. Here it is.
I just got a phone call from Dawn Chapman. She's the founder of Just Moms STL as well as St. Louis RadWasteLegacy.com. She called to let us know that right now the landfill is experiencing a leachate leak. It's huge. Dawn, what's going on?
There's 10 to 11,000 gallons of leachate leaking right now back in the field down there. Leachate is very toxic. It's from the landfill. It's created from the burning Superfund materials and garbage that are occurring right next to you. We understand that a force main broke and the leachate, 10 to 11,000 gallons of it leaked. That's what you're smelling right now. You're smelling the actual odors and emissions from that leachate.
Right, and we're not going to be able to stay here too long because I'm literally feeling a burning sensation in my chest. So this leachate, you call it dump juice, basically. But this is the radioactive material that's here in this landfill now leaked 10,000 gallons.
And by the way, I mean, the crew, you know, went out there. I think they need respirators, not just masks. See, the locals on with paper masks. I guess that might help a little bit. But the issue here is these things are all over the country. We spent a few minutes with Leanne. She's followed a bunch of reports. Some are going back to Max Kaiser of MaxKaiser.com. But this, for me, is indicative of the establishment not caring. Look at Fukushima. Look at all these other examples. Leanne, your Skype was breaking up too bad earlier. Thank you for spending so much time out there. I've kind of told you I want you to get out of the area, but you're still back there on top of the radioactive hill of waste that's starting to leak. Leanne McAdoo.
Well, we actually, Alex, that's right. We are back here at the Westlake landfill. I know you told us to fall back, but we wanted to come get some Geiger counter readings of our own, just for our own personal peace of mind. Happy to report that on this side of the perimeter, everything is fine. We're getting them in the high 40s. Of course, we'll probably be fine. The issue is for the families that have to be here every single day encountering that toxic material. Now, as you can see behind me, this is the leachate. This is where the leachate is stored, and it's leaked more than 10,000 gallons yesterday. What happens with leachate, it's kind of a water that's pumped through the landfill, and it absorbs some of the undesirable particulates in the landfill, which a lot of people complain about it because, you know, it'll cause pollution, things like that. The issue here is that this particular landfill, there is radioactive material. So this is what the families are concerned about, is how are you allowing this to, you know, leak into the air and things like that if we know that there is now a radioactive material here on this site.
Well, Leanne, and I talked to you privately earlier. You were pretty emotional after talking to people with their deformed children. There's neighborhoods around this. Report that to folks.
You know, it has been a very emotional here. We've got some reports that are going to be coming up later where we actually got to sit down with some of these families, and there is a huge cancer cluster in the area. It's not from this particular landfill, but it's from the same Manhattan Project waste that has been dumped all around this city in many different areas. And so we've spoken with people who are actually involved there at Mallinckrodt Chemical Works. Their parents died. Their children have died. And then also we are speaking with people who were playing around in the creek in the 80s. When a lot of the material in the soil, the sediment, was being moved and shuffled around when they were trying to create new subdivisions, little did they know that there was 240,000 industrial waste barrels buried underneath that ground where the waste was from the Manhattan Project. And so they were just pushing the sediment around. These families, they're planting gardens in their yard, thinking they're doing good, feeding their children fresh fruit and vegetables. And now there is a huge cancer cluster in the area. This area alone has 300,000 people and 45 cases of appendix cancer, which, just to put that in perspective, you should see maybe one in 100,000. Here, it's outrageous. All sorts of cancers, like I said, birth defects, autoimmune disease.
Sure.
And so we need to take this seriously because these Manhattan Project sites are all over the nation.
Well, exactly. And again, you've got 90-plus percent of the 440-something reactors worldwide leaking. I'm going to ask Max Kaiser about this in a moment. I know he's been passionate on it. We've got all these other research reactors at universities that are leaking. And now they just cover it up when it leaks. The EPA, as you know, you reported yesterday, is just saying, oh, we're not worried about it. It's no big deal. And just what is the attitude of the establishment to dump this type of garbage? You filed 5 reports. I know you've got some other interviews you're going to do, and then you're going to come on back, Leanne, because we don't want you to, you and Josh, to suffer the same fate as those locals. I think the bottom line is people should research where they live.
Right.
And try to not live close to these toxic landfills, even if the government says it's nutritious.
Absolutely. And that's what the families are fighting for, is just to keep better track of this so people can know if they're moving into these communities. They didn't even know that there was the Manhattan Project was being worked on in St. Louis until a few years ago. These families, they wouldn't have bought their homes here if they knew that they were going to build right next to radiological waste. No, the community was not told. If they had lead paint in their homes, they would have to be told, but they weren't even, they had no idea. And so it's just very frightening. And like I said, you know, this is all across the country, and a lot of people don't understand why they're coming up with these rare cancers, why they're 30 years old, 35 years old, dying from cancer, or why their children are born with brain tumors, you know, that you see in 70-year-old men. So it's a pretty big deal, and they're just trying to get the government and the state government to do something about it, because this is going to happen to this next generation of people with this waste right now.
That's right, Leanne. And be sure, I know you already have this set up. Don't let us bug you with these live broadcasts, because we can air all this later in the week and next week. Get those interviews with those parents. I mean, Fukushima happened 4-plus years ago. They said we were conspiracy theorists to say that it would hurt children. Now they admit the rates of cancer, thyroid cancer in children are some of the highest in the world within 100 miles of Fukushima. So this attitude of just calling people conspiracy theorists is such a serious crime by these elites. And it really frightens me to think who's running things. Leanne McAdoo and Josh Owens, great job. When are you planning to come back to Austin?
We'll be flying back Thursday night, so we'll see you there Friday. I'll be doing the InfoWars Nightly News.
All right, well, let's have you and Josh in studio on Friday. Leanne, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, there goes Leanne McAdoo. I appreciate Max Kaiser giving up part of his interview for that, because her Skype wasn't working, or our Skype wasn't working earlier. It was working now. Important info. Max, I think this ties in to the derivatives and to everything else, that the establishment has never been perfect, but they're more reckless than ever with derivatives and toxic waste and Hadron Colliders and wars with China and Russia and the Middle East. I mean, what do you think is going on with the establishment? And then I want you to get in more into where you think the economy is going.
Well, I talked to you about my theory, what I call interest rate apartheid. And we all know what apartheid is, when you have a portion of the population put into a ghetto, essentially, and they are deprived basic services. And we've seen this famously in South Africa and in other places. But an interest rate apartheid is where you have some of the population able to borrow money at 0% and make bets in the financial markets. And if those bets are pay off, they can keep the profits. But if the bets go bad, then they get bailed out by the state. That's what happens to the people living on the right side of the interest rate apartheid wall. If you're living on the wrong side of the interest rate apartheid wall, then you are borrowing money on your credit card at 16%. You're engaged with payday lenders who might charge you an annualized rate of 3,000 or 4,000%. It's atrocious. If you miss a payment, you get charged, you get nickel and dime, you get harassed on the highway. It's, you know, seizures of wealth on the highway, et cetera. So this is the interest rate apartheid. So unless you're able to borrow money at 0%, and I mean a million, 10 million, 5 million, 50 million, no questions asked, then you're living in a ghetto. You live in the wrong side of this whole economic fandango, and you are living like a second or third class citizen. So everyone listening to your show should ask yourself this question. Can I go out and borrow $10 million at 0% interest right now? And if the answer is no, then welcome to the ghetto.
If I want to buy a house, I've got to pay, and I've got good credit, 6% interest, 7% interest, and I've got to put 20, 30% down that I don't even have. I mean, it's crazy. And people would think I'm, quote, wealthy. Of course, I'm not. I mean, imagine getting $50 million loan at 0% interest. How do you enter that club, Max Kaiser?
Well, I mean, okay, so you're buying a house, you'll pay 6% or what have you. Now look at a firm like BlackRock on Wall Street. They're buying a whole development in Manhattan with thousands of units, and they'll get a total tax break. Their cost of funding will be under 0%. It'll be less than 0%. They'll get a tax abatement, and they'll get all these properties essentially for way below market value. And that's because they live on the right side of the interest rate apartheid wall. They know the right people. They go to the right meetings. They make the right bribes. I think if you ask me, how do you get on the right side of this? It comes down to bribery, just like any other tin pot dictatorship like America or any other dictatorship. It's all about bribes. These guys know who to bribe. And when I was working on Wall Street, to get the good deals, you had to bribe the compliance officer. You had to bribe the national sales manager. You had to bribe the regional sales manager. This is the way business is done in America today. Unfortunately, it's no longer a meritocracy. It's really degraded into an economy based on bribes, kickbacks, insider trading, which is legal. If you're a Washington senator or a congressman, you don't have to comply with insider trading laws, and you're just gifted money. As long as you rubber stamp military actions, and as long as you rubber stamp every godforsaken policy and low interest rates and corruption, you get the big, fat, juicy reward. Look at Nancy Pelosi or any of these people in Washington. They've become multimillionaires simply because they're corrupt. And they just...
Yeah, she showed up worth less than $1 million. And last time I saw, she's worth like $188 million, I think. But that's not the real scam.
That's what I'm saying.
Her husband made billions.
Yeah, exactly. Look at Eric Holder, former Attorney General of the United States. He's now back on Wall Street, working for a Wall Street firm, milking it for millions, tens of millions, probably $100 million. He's the guy who said, I'm sorry, but these banks are too big to prosecute. Now there's a theory going around Wall Street that if your crime is complicated enough, then no jury will be able to understand it, so therefore you're innocent. This has just been borne out by several cases where juries were told about bankers committing massive fraud, and when they got through explaining what the fraud was, using derivatives, etc., the jury couldn't make any sense of it because it's ultra complicated, so they said, well, then I guess they're innocent. This goes back to the dot-com bubble, the 2000 era. Frank Quattroni, he worked at a bank called Credit Suisse. He was caught red-handed engaging in a scam called laddering IPOs. It's an old trick on Wall Street. He was caught red-handed. He went before the jury. They argued their case, and they concluded that, well, the jury's too stupid to understand this, so we're going to, he's free. He's innocent by virtue of stupidity of the American people. And now it's just gone systemic. Almost every single banker in the world now can go to a court and say, well, how did you steal the money? Well, we used an out-of-the-money butterfly put spread and hedged it with a futures contract wrapped in a credit default swap, and that's how we did it. The jury will say, what does that mean? And the judge will say, you're innocent because you're too stupid. This guy's innocent. Go to get an MBA. Go get a doctorate in finance and come back in 30 years.
Well, I've always said corruption is able to hide in complexity. And that's exactly what's going on with these derivatives. I mean, you really look at them, they're just incredibly complex frauds, so they can sell them hundreds of times over. But at its basis, it's a fraud, selling the same house more than once, selling the same mortgage to more than one person.
Let's dig into that a little bit, because you're absolutely correct that selling the same thing more than once is fraud, and it's at the root of these problems. On Wall Street, there's a term called hypothecation, where you are using securities as collateral for loans. The reason why London is the center, the global center, for all the major financial scandals, AIG, Madoff, the London Whale, Lehman Brothers, is because only in London do they provide for infinite rehypothecation. And when you define what that means, it means that you can sell the same security an infinite number of times to an infinite number of clients. You can, and so therefore, you can imagine that there's quite a bit of room for fraud. Why did Lehman go under? Because if you looked at their books, you discovered that they had assets that they had sold 100 or 200 or 300 times. Now, when those people come to collect, they can't all get their money, right? So it's the ultimate Ponzi scheme, but it's legal. It's legal in the City of London. That's why all countries and all major banks outsource their major crime to the City of London, because it has the most lax regulatory environment of any jurisdiction in the world.
I want to go to break in this next little six-minute segment, hopefully do five more in the next hour before we hand the baton to David Knight to get to Stephen, Dion, Bill, Brandon, and others that have questions or comments for Max Kaiser. MaxKaiser.com is the website. We're going to break in 30 seconds, but is it fair to say the globe itself is back in depression, Max?
It never got out of depression. It's just you had a sugar high from a real estate bubble, but now that's popping again.
Well, even mainstream media now says, okay, stuff's bad, but we've always known it's never really gotten better unless you're part of the select chosen inside corporations and groups. But now they're all having to get armored redoubts and dig in and have escape plans. I mean, that doesn't sound like winning to me. We'll be back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
As any regular listener knows, I don't script what I have to say. I do my research, and then I tell it like it is and let the chips fall where they may. And I'm going to do that right now. I have never, in my 20 years on air, seen a time where it's more important to be prepared. Even most mainline analysts are now saying, we've entered this critical juncture. We've got to get prepared. Everyone knows I'm obsessed with win-win situations. And the high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsSelect.com are powered by My Patriot Supply and are the highest quality, the freshest, and have the best pricing that we could find anywhere. And finally, until October 31st, 2015, all InfoWars Select storable foods purchases will receive 10% off and free shipping. Free shipping on storable food is unprecedented. Secure your InfoWars Select storable foods discounted at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Fourth hour is coming up with David Knight. I didn't really cover this properly today, but the writers did. And of course, I'm demonized in the report. Southern Poverty Law Center has come out and says, quote, conspiracy theories originating on the extreme right have invaded American political life, and that's not good for democracy, Southern Poverty Law Center. And they basically call for restricting free speech. SPLC calls parents against Common Core conspiracy terrorists. SPLC attacks the First Amendment. That's some of the key reports up on InfoWars.com. So it's very, very important. Max Kaiser, I want to go to some phone calls right now, but whether it's people on the left or the right, speech is being restricted all over Europe right now. We're seeing it here. And I think that's part of this gulag casino economy you've warned about.
Well, look what's going on in Portugal. They just had an election. The left won most of the votes, but the government, the ECB, the unelected bureaucrats of the Eurozone came in and said, we're not going to respect those results.
So, that's right. That's mainstream news that it's a dictatorship, basically. I have it right here.
Right. It's a dictatorship. So it's a, and they respond, they answer to the TPP and other global. I mean, what you've talked about, New World Order, for years, it's hard to argue that we're not now living in this corporocracy where these corporations have sovereignty over any state. We just saw
And let's listen to this. The president has banned the left from power.
Okay. Well,
that's the London Guardian saying, doesn't say the government's become dictatorial and banned the new elected government that wants to leave the EU. They just say the left's been banned from power.
Right. And for those listeners that will say, well, that's good because I'm a right-wing guy, well, you know, next week it'll be the right wing is banned from power. It doesn't matter if you're left or right. Your power as an individual is being banned.
Sure. They got right-wing Germans trying to get out of the EU, and they're trying to ban them right now.
You're right. So it's the only body that has any power, you know, get back to my interest rate apartheid. If you can borrow unlimited amounts of money at 0% interest rate,
no one can compete.
You can buy assets, you can buy power, you can bribe people, and you create this 1% or sure. 1/10 of 1% that becomes a global kleptocracy.
You're absolutely dead on target. Dion in Illinois. Dion, you're on the air with Max Kaiser.
Yeah, Max, I want to know, when is the United States going to go through hyperinflation like Venezuela, and don't the central banks favor inflation instead of deflation?
That's a good question.
Yeah, well, first of all, this inflation question is kind of interesting, particularly in the United States, because, or here in Britain, they'll say that the inflation number might be -1% or at 0% or maybe 1%. But if you go into the grocery store, you'll notice that over the past couple of years, all the packaged goods, the prices have remained the same, but the servings inside those packaged goods are 10% less, 20% less, 30% less. There's a story out right now, you can do a search for it, where the company called SodaStream, they're selling the exact same product, the exact same size package, but it's 70% less product. Now, that's hyperinflation. That's hyperinflation right there. You're just paying 70% more for that product. So it's called shrinkinflation.
Sure.
Or it's a stealthy inflation. Now, the question is, wouldn't they prefer inflation to pay their debts? And the answer is that, viewed in that way, of course, it's better to be able to pay your debts off with ever-decreasing money. The value of your money is constantly going down.
Yes.
But we live in a world where these big banks and central banks, no matter how much money is being created or pumped up, the balance sheets of these big banks still are collapsing, and they're still aggregating more debt. And that is what we call deflation. So if you want to get down to the nitty-gritty here, we live in a world where we have deflation in a macro sense on the bank's balance sheets.
That's what I've always said. Wouldn't you call it like hyperstagflation?
You could do that, sure. Hyperstagflation is as good a term as any.
I've been saying that for years, because the real economy shrinks. You get paid less, but things cost more. The ultimate screw job. It's not supposedly able to happen in a real market, but this is a rigged market. Back in 70 seconds, Max. Thank you, Dion. We'll talk to Bill and a few other callers, and then David Knight takes over. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.